Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Mary Bader Cayley, author of the debut novel Burrowed. Publishers Weekly wrote about the novel, Cayley's debut, a cleverly crafted exploration of the morality surrounding a genetic virus, captivates with inventive science and adventure. Those who like meticulous detail and compassionate characters in their science fiction will enjoy this riveting thriller. Mary, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, if someone listening hasn't yet heard about your novel, Burrowed, how would you describe the novel?
The novel is after a genetic plague devastates and depletes the world's population. And it begins in a futuristic post-apocalyptic time, taking place mostly underground. So, and that's the home to the subterraneans. And these are the group of people that were genetically impacted by the plague, and they are weak in physical constitution. They have autoimmune disorders, just weak constitutions. They're very sickly. And the omniterranean people live above ground. And those are the people who are healthy physically, but maybe have some disorders of, you know, dyslexia or a limited capacity. So between the two different populations, they're kind of separated in those two categories. And because it's a genetic plague, it impacts everybody. They're either one or the other.
Do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to write Burrowed?
So 10 years ago, I was just playing with an idea of mashing up different types of stories. And this one is, dystopians were, you know, kind of in at the time. This is more apocalyptic, though. And I was looking at Jane Eyre, of all things, and The Plague by Albert Camus. And I kind of had this vague idea of mashing these things all up together. It took a while for that to all come together, but that was the start of it.
Can you tell us about your writing journey that led you to eventually writing and getting your debut novel published?
Sure. So I had my third child was born with special needs. So I had a, 50 plus hour a work corporate type job that I quit to take care of my son. And I needed something to keep my brain going during that time because I was used to using it all day long. But so while taking care of him, I started doing flash fiction and writing, you know, children's books mostly, and got connected with other writers online and wrote a couple of books and finally got to this one. And honestly, this one was, I told you it was a vague idea of mine. And then, there was a flash fiction contest on Zoetrope. It was an online writers forum. And the prompt was write something that was shocking to one of your characters in like 1,000 words or less. So I wrote about this main character, Zuzan. And I just loved how that flash came together for her, and the whole story kind of built around that.
And so can you tell us a little bit about the path to publication for you once you had a final manuscript that you were happy with for this novel, Burrowed? Did you work through an agent? What was the process for getting the novel published?
I did. I had several books that I tried to get agents with, and I had a lot of agents reading, but it was hard. You know, by the time this book was done, every agent wanted contemporary, or it just wasn't a fit for a lot of the agents, except for my agent, who worked for a different agency at the time. She was an assistant agent for somebody else, and she read the book. She loved it. And it didn't go anywhere at that agency. But once she became an agent somewhere else, she contacted me over Twitter. She sent me a direct message and said, "Hey, do you still have that? Can you please send it to me?"
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
So that's how it happened. She came back to me.
That must have been a great direct message to receive.
Oh, yeah. I have that one saved.
When you were working and writing your novel, Burrowed, did you write an extensive outline of the novel, or did you just kind of dive into the narrative and see where it took you?
Both. So I tend to dive into characters. I get characters and settings, and then I build outward from there. I just love my characters, and I love the worlds, the different worlds. And so then I try to come up with an outline. I normally throw it all away and, you know, redo it time and time again as I'm writing. So it's kind of it's a process. Yeah.
Are you working on a new novel now?
I have a middle grade novel that I am revising right now. And I would love to do a second book to this story.
That's great.
I have started, yeah.
Well, what writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories or novels?
I guess. So I write because I like it. I write because I like it. And that's how I had to actually go about it for literally 10 years. Because writing is hard. It, you know, there's a lot of no along the way, a lot of no. This is not right for me. And sometimes it's just that the story is not right for the time. Sometimes you have to wait for the market of the writing world to catch up with your novel. So, I think that that's really what happened with this one because of obvious events in the world, you know, there was a pandemic. So I think that that maybe had something to do with, you know, finding a contract at this time, finding an audience at this time, which is horrible for, you know, to think of it that way. But I think that there's a lot of stories out there that are great stories and writers who have written them years ago, and maybe they should reconsider submitting.
Sure. Yeah. When you were submitting to literary agents, and as you said earlier, you heard a lot of no's or it wasn't right for this agent or that agent. What did keep you going? Because some people, when they're working on a manuscript and start submitting, can't seem to, you know, to weather the storm of all of those no's, so to speak.
It is hard. So I had writer friends. A lot of them I met online. A lot of them were going through a lot of the same things. There were successes here and there. Those were, you know, your hopeful little nuggets that you kind of, oh, look, they made it. Yay. Mm-hmm. You know, but it, other than that, it was really when I wasn't writing, when I don't write, I'm not as happy. So what keeps me going? I like to write.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, what novels have you read recently that you enjoyed?
So Jeff, I read everything. I can read every genre. I'm just a little bit crazy that way. So right now I am reading a Court of Thorns and Roses with a friend of mine. We're reading the series. That's by Sarah Maas. That's just a fun read. But you know, I read anything, like I said, from middle grade all the way to adult and all the genres. I like the mysteries. I like the literary. I like the fantasy and sci-fi. You name it, I read it.
That's great. Well, where can people find you online if they want to learn more about you and your debut novel, Burrowed?
Okay, so I have a website, marybaderkaylee.com, and I have an Instagram page. It's Mary BK Author for Bader Kaylee. And Twitter is Mary Baka. That's my very old Twitter name. That's Mary BAKA. And then Facebook, Mary BK Author as well.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Mary Bader Kaylee, author of the debut novel Burrowed. The novel is on sale now, so go buy a copy. And Mary, thanks for doing this interview.
Jeff, I appreciate it. You take care.
Wonderful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.